The Extended Eastern Tour in the Summer and Autumn of 1863. James was now 42, and Ellen, 35. Henry was almost 16, Edson, 14, and Willie, nearly 9. Adelia Patton was 24. They all took the train at Battle Creek on Wednesday, August 19, bound for Boston, with two stopovers in New York State. In Boston, while James White was starting work on the charts, Henry Nichols and Ransom Lockwood took the three boys in hand and gave them a tour of the city. Adelia Patton mentions in her report that they visited places such as the Public Gardens, Glassworks, Bunker Hill Monument, Prospect Hill, and the State House. At Topsom, where the family would make their headquarters, they were joyfully welcomed by the Howlands. Henry was especially glad to see the Howlands, for he had spent some 5 years as an infant with them. Noting Henry's interest in and love for music, Stockbridge Howland purchased a brand new organ. The old mansion in which a dozen years before was heard the innocent, merry laugh of the beautiful, prattling little Henry now resounded with the music of the instrument from his skillful touch, mingled with his own sweet voice. So wrote Adelia Patton, who accompanied the family and reported the journey. She was one who fitted well into the family, leading James and Ellen White, who had no daughter, to accept and treat her as one. She was one of the first to be drawn into service as a literary assistant to Ellen White. While in the home there in Topsom, where he and Ellen had first set up housekeeping when Henry was a newborn babe, James recalled those experiences of 16 years before. Here we had our first impressions of duty to preach and publish the message. In this place we chopped cordwood 16 years since, to support our family, and get means to attend a conference in Connecticut, the first under the message. With this family we have ever found true friends and a hospitable home, Ibid, September 29, 1863.